Hey Solomon, this is J. Rosemary. Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed and alone? I know when my children were younger, there was a lot of times I felt alone. That's why I started Solomon's Talk, this podcast. But you're not alone. You don't have to parent alone. And I keep repeating it because it's something that it seems we are convinced that we are alone. But reach out to me. I'm here for you. I can talk you through anything that's going through your mind because believe me, I've gone through some stuff. You can tell from listening to these podcasts that I empathize with you and I understand and can connect with what's happening with you. So click the link below and book a one-on-one with me. We could just chat. No obligation, no commitment, just chat. And so don't parent alone. Click the link below and book a chat with me. And no obligation, confidential, and safe place to talk about you.
It hits all six aspects of our well-being when you make a move out of your home country. And see, here's the thing with that. I got into a mindset that I'm showing my kids something different.
Tired, weary, frustrated? What would you be doing if you weren't raising children alone? What's stopping you from living your best life now? On Solo Moms Talk, I discuss with solo mothers the challenges you face raising children alone. So if you're a working solo mom, dealing with independent children, insensitive bosses, weight and health issues, or even debt collectors, join us as we discover your path to get and stay healthy, increase your income, and live with joy and purpose. In this battle of life, it's hard to keep your head above the water. So win this fight. Today I'm talking to Queen D. Michelle. I'm very anxious to speak with her, actually, because she is going to talk to us about her life living away from the United States. And I'm just going to let you talk, Queen.
Okay.
Thank you for coming.
Just going to get me started. Thank you so much, Jennifer, for having me on the show. I'm so excited to be here and to talk to you about how I came to be living in Jalisco, Mexico. And I have been here for 3 years now. Yes, I've been living in the Lake Chapala region for 3 years now. But let me back up before we even get started talking about that. Find out how did I get here?
Yes.
I was born and raised in Detroit and became a teacher. Elementary school teacher, and married, had two children. And even during 2001, I was principal at a charter school, a new charter school. And they did not renew my contract, which was devastating to me. But it was also, it changed the trajectory of my life because from there, I was divorced by then. After 10 years of marriage and with my two children at that time, they were 8 years old and 11 years old. Wow. I moved to Las Vegas and I lived in Las Vegas for 11 years. Now, you say Vegas. Why Vegas? At that time, in 2002, Vegas was exploding. They were building 10 to 12 schools a year. They were going out of that state, recruiting teachers to come and teach in Las Vegas. And I needed a fresh start with my two kids. So we moved to Las Vegas. I lived there 11 years and taught there. By the time that was coming to an end, it was 2013. My kids were in college, both of them. My daughter had just started her freshman year and my son was in his junior year, I believe. And I turned 50, Jennifer. And I don't know, I shot up in bed and I was like, you know what? I think my time here is done. And I wound up moving to Atlanta, Georgia. I had a cousin that was like, come down here, you know, and I said, okay. I had that empty nest. Both kids were in college.
Yes.
I just turned 50 and I had a cousin saying, come down south. And guess what? I could, you know, there was really nothing. I could. So I did. I moved to Atlanta, Georgia, lived there 4 years and retired from there. By then, Jennifer, I had been teaching 27 years. And my plan was to teach 30 years. I would be 55 and I would retire with 30 years.
Yeah.
But those last 3 years, 28, 29, 30, they seem like an eternity, Jennifer. I was 52 years old and retired with 27 years. I did not do 30. Now, that first year after retiring, I was kind of having a ball. I was doing all kinds of fun things to supplement my pension because my pension, Jennifer, paid my rent and my rent only. There was all the other things that I needed to pay. So, man, I tell you, I was an Uber driver. I was an Airbnb host. I did merchandising. I did some remote work, educational work. Hey, one of my favorite jobs was I was a shuttle driver for a transportation company that served the railroad. So I was taking engineers and conductors to and from their trains on the rail yard, you know. And for a while, that was kind of fun. You know, I was doing all these different things and
different. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Jennifer, I said, hey, wait a minute.
Wait a minute now.
Hey, wait a minute. I'm always going to have to do this. I'm always going to have to supplement. And then I had this vision of myself being 70, standing up saying, welcome to Walmart. You know, as a greeter in Walmart, you see them. They're in Walmart. They're in grocery stores and airports and restaurants. And you see them everywhere. They're working, Jennifer, not because they want to, but because they have to. They have to supplement that Social Security. They have to supplement that pension because it is not enough, you know?
Yeah.
So when that realization hit, the universe is perfect, I say, always, because I ran across an article in International Living called The Top 10 Places to Retire. And they were, it was Costa Rica, Panama, Belize, Mexico, Thailand, Ecuador, you know, and
Portugal.
I started researching. Yes, I started researching those. But it's this area that I'm in now that I'm going to tell you about that checked all of the boxes. Mexico has 32 states. I live in the state of Jalisco. Jalisco starts with a J, you know, pronounced like with an H, Mexican, right? Okay, so the state of Jalisco houses the largest lake in the country of Mexico, and that lake is called Lake Chapala. And surrounding that lake are little towns and villages. And I happen to stay in one of those quaint little towns. And now that came about because as I began to research, this was the only area that checked all boxes. Box number one was location. I am 3.5 hours, a nonstop flight to my home base, which is Atlanta. My son lives there now, in Atlanta, and I have his address as my home base. Box number two is climate. This is the second best climate in the world, deemed that by National Geographic, because it's eternally spring. The weather is eternally spring. Now, get this. It's a dry spring. Like right now, it's dry, but the sun is shining and the weather and the breezes are pleasant. And then there's a wet spring. You know, when it rains, we call it rainy season, and how wonderful that is because it rains at night generally and brings in a nice cool, coolness. And there's different types of blooms during these eternally spring all year round.
Wow. Yeah.
And then the third box that was checked is the expat community on this north shore of Lake Chapala is the largest expat community in the country of Mexico. And they have a center called Lake Chapala Society. And that was real big for me because it was kind of like a safety net, a landing, a place to safely
connect
and to land and then to move out into community, ingratiating yourself and finding your tribe, which I have. Right. Now, 4 months after living here, I saw a gentleman. I used to watch his, when I was planning and preparing to move here, I used to watch his YouTube channel, Jerry Brown Travels. And he's situated in this area, and he had all kinds of videos about, apartment living, cost of living, just wonderful. And I followed him. And I looked up and saw him walking down the street. Hey, I know you, and we talked, and he put me on his little show, Jerry Brown Travels. Wow. And then I started getting all kinds of questions. How did you? Wow, I can't believe, really, how did you? And to the point where I said, you know what? I'm just going to write a book. I'm going to write a book based on my experience of moving from Atlanta to Mexico. The book is entitled Considerations, A Guide for Moving Abroad. It's 10 chapters. Okay. And each chapter is a consideration. Consider visas. Mm-hmm. Consider finances. Consider downsizing. Consider communication and all based on my experience of moving here. And that has really helped quite a lot of people, especially single Black women of age, who are getting ready to retire. They got a couple of more years. They kind of really, they're putting their ducks. They see now what I did, what I saw back. They're like, hey, wait a minute. Yeah. And here's a sister who's done it. She's out there. And so it has really, really helped. But from that was just the catalyst that moved me into, put it this way, arriving here. In this area, it wasn't long after writing that book that I stepped into my purpose and onto my path. And I am truly living the rest of my life as the best of my life right now. Within the first 8 or 9 months of living here, I lost close to 30 pounds. And that's because, I started hiking. Something that I'm from a concrete jungle, Detroit, Las Vegas, Atlanta, but I took the hiking. Mountains like a fish to water is beautiful. I started hiking, I started doing yoga. And then because the food is so fresh here, it's pretty much from farm to table here. I go to Walmart, which I can walk to. It's like 10, Walmart up the street, 10-minute walk for paper necessities, certain things, shampoos and things, all that kind. But my food, I get from the Wednesday Tianguis, from the Wednesday market, because it's fresh, it's good, it's healthy, and I don't have a car. The area the spot that I landed, I stay in a really, really cute one bed, one bath condo with a fireplace and a mirror door. And it has a swimming pool in the complex and a laundry room, just 20 units, and it's gated. And this is where I landed, is where I'm still at to this day.
Wow.
And that was researched before I moved here. And I moved here sight unseen as far as I didn't do a recognizance trip here.
But I took
copious notes and did extensive research. Little did I know that it would be that would actually write the book. The book was already written. It was just a matter of
just have to put it together.
Together. That has truly helped a lot of women. And now I even go so far as to, with the book from my website, hopefully you put the website down, I do a 15-minute chat. If anybody's considering moving abroad, they can go to my website and just book a 15-minute chat. Let's talk about it,
I'll be booking mine.
define and shape your scope of, what you're thinking about. And then I also do a 45-minute one-on-one session. My book is included in that session, too. They receive the book, and then I take them through an extent, for 45 minutes, I help them to crip their trip. And CRIP stands for the connections that they'll make, the research that needs to be done, the immersion that kind of needs to start taking place. And they'll start pushing some buttons after after that 45 minutes.
I love it.
Yeah, man. They start pushing some buttons. So they can book either one of those on my website. But that came from that. And
yeah.
And it's true because I'm living it. I've did it,
yes.
and I've lived it, and I'm here to way show. I call myself a way shower in that respect, and a light worker. Let women know that, hey, it's possible. So you might think, so do you see your kids? How often do you see your kids? I am and will always be a U.S. citizen, mm-hmm. but I reside in Mexico. That's the difference. I reside in Mexico. I am residente permanente. I have a permanent resident visa. And
right.
Story about how that happened. That's also in the book. But I get back to the States a couple of times a year. My mom, who is 85, still lives in Detroit. And my dad will be turning 99 next month. So I have an 85-year-old mom and a 99-year-old dad still in Detroit.
Yes.
And I just went to see them for a week, the last week in March. And I'm heading to see my son in Atlanta. I'll probably be there for a few weeks because it's my home base. And it's some things that I'll move around, stay with my son, have a good time. But then head on back here where the living is good and the living is easy and it's peaceful and it's tranquil and the sun shines every day. I'm telling you, Jennifer, I wake up with a smile on my face and joy in my heart every day.
Yes, I can see it. You look so happy and contented. Yes.
Yeah.
I believe you know how to shine. You rise like the phoenix, proud from the ashes of abuse, neglect, and abandonment. That is a quote from my free ebook, The Solo Mom Manifesto. Grab your copy today by clicking the link below. And when you subscribe, you will get the full audio as well. So click the link in the show notes below and get your free copy today. Remember, you don't have to parent in silence. Now back to the interview with Queen D. Michelle.
It's emotional and mental. It hits all six aspects of our well-being when you make a move out of your home country. And see, here's the thing with that. I got into a mindset that I'm showing my kids something different.
Right.
And if it's not them, it's their kids. I feel as Black women, we are the ones who kind of blaze the trail and show them something other than, you know, I think we have that torch as a matriarch of the family. And if not that generation, maybe the next generation. I had a grandmother who moved out the country. My grandma moved out the country. I could too. I could, or maybe just even travel, just being exposed to doing something.
Mm-hmm.
Me moving out the country, in a sense, gave my kids somewhere else to come. Somewhere else to explore, something else to see. We are trailblazing form. We're pioneering. We are doing by doing that, being that. We're doing what we innately do anyway. We lead, guide, and direct our children, don't we?
Yes.
Our generation.
Yes, we do.
They look to us.
Yes.
So why not show them that there's something other than that wheel that will keep you spinning, and in the end, you won't ever have enough to satisfy that wheel. Because what I've shown my children is that the system, the matrix, I call it, they don't care about the quality of your life. They care only of the quantity of your life and what they can get out of it. And you owe no man your life. I didn't owe the system my life, you know.
Right.
I owed myself this. This is what I owe. And I owed it, and I really owed it to my children, you know.
Yeah.
Because they looking up at me like, wow, okay.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They proud. You know, it wasn't that, you know, mom, please don't go. I don't know. You need to stay here. We need to. No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Let me show you some other things. You know, make sure. Get your passport. You know, these are the kind of instructions that I now instruct my kid. And I'll call the passport. I say, make sure you get your freedom papers, you know, because that's what a passport is these days. That's your freedom papers.
That's funny.
You better get the freedom papers. You know?
Yeah.
You better get them.
Yes.
You know, it just, if it's only just to explore. I mean, like I said, I'll always be a U.S. citizen. I mean, my pension come out the U.S. every month, but it spends much better here.
Yeah.
Than it would ever spend there.
Definitely.
Know? Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And that's a thinking I've been having lately is that, you know, you're not just doing it for yourself.
That's right.
You know, because other people are watching you.
Yes.
And yes, you know, so you, it's a ministry, you know?
And the thing about that too, Jennifer, when you step into that ministry, it's the way the universe will unfold for you and how those cooperating components will come together and in the unfolding of this, and things will align just perfectly for those who are and it's just considerations, you know, it's just a consideration or not. You know. Or not.
Yeah. I appreciate that. And your kids, I'm sure, appreciate it and will live their lives accordingly.
Yeah. You know, they're making me proud in their own right, you know, doing their own thing. But then again, too, I feel pleased that I know that they know just a little bit more. And it was me who showed it to them. You know?
Yeah.
And they even tell me sometimes, man, I tell people my mom live in Mexico. They'd be like, what? And then I love to tell them, you know, then they, oh yeah, my mom live in Mexico. So now it's just, you know.
Yeah. My mom did bragging right.
My mom did a thing, you know?
Yeah. And you know, it gives them something to be proud of, you know, and that mom's taking care of herself. Mom's all right, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So tell me about your website. And I know you mentioned your book earlier.
Yes.
But, you know, give me a little bit more detail about that and, you know, your website address. I will put it all on the show notes.
But wonderful. Okay. Yeah. Now my website is Considerations of the Soul. And that just all runs together. ConsiderationsOfTheSoul.com.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on that website, you will find, of course, the book is on there, you know, up under the publications tab. But if you scroll down, I'm also, again, I consider myself, I am a self-proclaimed New Earth representative. And New Earth means just a state of consciousness. That, you know, people kind of get caught up in the woo of New Earth, but it's simply a state of consciousness, you know, and it's turning within yourself. Meditating to find that state of consciousness. You're leaving that the duality of 3D and you're moving into 5D and beyond, where you create the reality that you want to see show up in your life, you know, through meditation and the meeting of your soul self. So that's a big platform, but that only came about through the first, you know, writing that first book and living here in this paradise. That crown chakra, Jennifer, shot open. Like I said, I stepped onto my path and onto my purpose. So considerationsofthesoul.com, you will see I'm a blogger as well. So a lot of blogs, a lot of writings as it relates to living and inhabiting New Earth. But if you scroll down a little bit further, you'll see something called Keeping Tabs in Mexico. And for a year, I did a blog kind of as a continuation of the book. So, you know, there's video on there. I'm catching the bus. You see me catching the bus, an adventure I had lakeside, one of the excursions that I took. And oh, Jennifer, there's one particular blog, and it's only 12 of them because I did it for a year, entitled The Energy of Lakeside. Oh, that is a read right there, because it talks about the mountains. It's something magical about those mountains. It talks about the lake. I tell you, it's something to that lake. You know, there's even a vortex here. I don't know if you're familiar with that term vortex, but it's an area.
I am, yes.
Okay, there's one in Sedona, Arizona. There's only so many around in the world. There's one here.
Wow.
Yeah. And the so between the mountains and the lake and the vortex and just the very deeply embedded spirituality from the Aztecs and the Mayans, spirituality, not religion. You know, because, you know, Spanish came over here and all of a sudden everybody Catholic now. But the country in itself is like a Catholic country. But that underlining from aside from that is spirituality.
Yeah.
It's spirituality. Yeah. And the energy in this area, it's I almost feel like it's a movement going on right now, Jennifer, because I'm receiving so many, you know, inquiries about those who are considering making that move. And you know what they tell me? They feel this energetic pull to come here. You know, just if nothing else, they're just, they're feeling this. I said, I know. There is a shift in human consciousness that's taking place right now, you know, and it doesn't surprise me that people are being drawn here, you know, to receive this good. So I encourage them. Y'all better come get this good, because this is going to get got. Y'all better come on.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Thank you, Queen D. Michelle. Please check out her website.
In my book, Considerations, A Guide for Moving Abroad, can be found on Amazon. You put in my name
for
the title of the book. Yep.
Yes. All right. Thank you very much. I had so much fun with you.
Jennifer,
I'm going to reach out to you.
Okay.
From the time I stepped on an airplane in my early teens, I've had the travel bug. And maybe my childhood experience played a role, but regardless, I love to travel. What about you? Curious about traveling or living in another country? You can start with Queen's blog, considerationsofthesouls.com, but there are a host of resources available for international living. So explore your options, consider your path, and think about what you want the rest of your life to look like. Thank you for listening. Hello, solo moms. As a solo mom of three adult sons, I understand the challenges you face on a daily basis. As a mentor, my mission is to help you shift your mindset and empower you to take control of your life, to see yourself as God sees you. I know that unresolved trauma can be a heavy burden to carry, and parenting alone can be a lonely journey. But it doesn't have to be that way. I want you to know that you are not alone. You have the strength and resilience to overcome your challenges and create the life you desire. I want to help you to make the effort to tackle unresolved trauma and change your perspective so you can live the life you deserve. I offer complimentary consultation where we can discuss how to move forward. Create a plan to help you heal and empower you. You can schedule a consultation by emailing me at jen@jrosemarie.com or by calling +1 917 994 1329 or schedule a consultation with the link below. I am here for you and I want to help you take the first step towards healing and empowerment. Don't let unresolved trauma hold you back any longer. Don't parent in silence. So take action today and let's work together to empower you to live the life you desire.